As an example, I look at the various concepts that I presented in this book. For example, the armory, minding the gap, disruptive innovation, etc., and ask, do these categories fit the data? Are they relevant? Do they work the data? The answer is yes. I believe they accurately reflect what emerged from the data. Like shame resilience theory, my quantitative colleagues will test my theories on wholeheartedness and vulnerability, and we will push the knowledge development process forward. As I look back on this journey, I realize the deep truth in the quote I shared at the beginning of this chapter. There really is no path. Because the research participants had the courage to share their stories, experiences, and wisdom, I forged a path that defined my career and my life. When I first realized and resented the importance of embracing vulnerability and living a wholehearted life, I would tell people that I was hijacked by my own data. Now, I know that I was rescued by it. This concludes the reading of Daring Greatly: How the Courage to Be Vulnerable Transforms the Way We Live, Love, Parent, and Lead by Brené Brown, PhD, LMSW. Copyright 2012 by Brené Brown. This book was read by Karen White. This unabridged audiobook was recorded by arrangement with Gotham Books, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in 2012 by Blackstone Audio Inc., which holds the copyright. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audio Inc. If you would like to obtain a monthly update telling you about new releases, call 1-800-SAY-BOOK. That's 1-800-729-2665. For a complete listing of our titles, visit our website at www.blackstoneaudio.com. Thank you.